It's JR in the morning, and I would like to welcome a very special guest to the show, Morehouse College alum, senior justice writer for the New York Daily News. He made some heads turn with headlines like the racial double standards between Cam Newton and Peyton Manning is on full display after Super Bowl 50, or Mark Zuckerberg forced to address racism among Facebook staff after vandals target Black Lives Matter phrases. And on Monday, he landed his first cover story on the New York Daily News. Let's say good morning and congratulations to Sean King. How you doing this morning?
I'm great, man. Good to talk with you. Thanks for that introduction.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I don't know what story I found you on, but like you've been going viral these last couple of weeks with all your stories. And I want to talk about your Chris Rock cover story where you cover Chris Rock's opening monologue at the Oscars. So what did you think about it?
Well, you know, first off, man, I love Chris Rock, man. Like I'm a huge fan of his stand-up. You know, I've seen most of his films, and so I'm a huge Chris Rock fan, and I felt like going in that the deck was kind of stacked against him. He had a very hard job going into that. With all the controversy, I knew that half of Black America was frustrated that he even took the gig, and then there were another half of us, myself included, that was glad to have him there during what I thought was a really ridiculous year where out of dozens and dozens of categories, there's not one single African-American nominee. So I thought it was powerful to have a Black host there. And my wife and kids and I were watching it, and we had made up in our mind we weren't going to watch the whole show, but that we were going to watch his monologue. And we were watching, there was this live event in Flint that we were watching. And so we tuned over and watched his monologue. And it started off, I thought, great. You know, he came out to fight the power.
Yeah.
And so I knew right away that he was going to go for it. And some people clued me in that he was going to go hard on race throughout the show. And so he came out to fight the power, and he cracked some, you know, some hilarious jokes to start out with.
Yeah.
Calling it the White People's Choice Awards. And then he said, like, hey, if people voted on who would be the host, I wouldn't even be here right now, which I thought was great. Then he went somewhere that I thought was complicated, and I think some people misunderstood my criticism.
Yeah, and I use Charlamagne as an example. He posted a picture of your story and said, you talk a little truth and they don't know how to act.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, so Charlamagne the God and others, I love Charlamagne. I think they saw the headline and didn't actually read my story, because I would be great if he went far. You know, like, he could never go too hard for me. I just think he got some facts wrong. And that's what bothered me, was that in a lot of ways, Chris is a comedian, and he's actually a really informed comedian, but he was playing a role almost as teacher, in a sense, with that monologue where he decided in some of his jokes he was going to explain to people why maybe there had not been protests in the past and why there were protests now. And in his joke, he basically said, hey, the truth is Black folk have been shut out of the Academy Awards for 70 of the 88 years. But in these previous years, Black folk were being lynched. And so we didn't quite have the energy or wherewithal to protest because there were more serious things to do. And I get what he was trying to say there, but the truth is we didn't protest the Academy Awards this year because there are no other problems in America.
Yeah.
That was my point, is to say that truthfully, and he gave the years 1962 and 1963, in those years you have 2, 3, and 4 people being lynched throughout the country that year. Last year in the United States, over 1,200 people were killed by police. Over 100 unarmed African Americans were killed by police.
Wow.
And what my article was saying is, actually, in 2015, when all of these movies came out, more people were killed, more unarmed Black people were killed by American police than in any year of lynching for the entire Academy Awards. But Chris seemed to say, like, hey, we didn't protest in previous years because there was really terrible stuff going on. And the inference was that there's not that stuff going on now. And so,
yeah, and people are still protesting. I mean, it's countless acts of police brutality, you know, and I think, you know, to go back to the whole Super Bowl performance that everybody was upset about, Beyonce never said, I don't like cops, you know, stand up against cops. She was just saying, I am against police brutality. And people didn't understand that, which I didn't get, because I think even cops are against police brutality.
Yeah, and see, what people don't understand, man, is that I put Beyonce and President Obama in the same boat for this reason. President Obama and Beyonce every single day rely and work with law enforcement officers all around the country. President Obama, not just Secret Service, but state police and local police, protect President Obama. Every city, every state, every meal he eats outside of the White House, they're there, and they interact with President Obama and have great relationships with him. And Beyonce is the same way, and I know people who've worked on her tour and stuff. Everywhere she goes, she works closely with security and law enforcement.
Yep.
Her beef is not with law enforcement. She's worked closely with them for her entire career. That performance, only a small part of it actually, was really just to say, hey, we are standing up for the people we love who are often wrongfully beaten and brutalized and killed by police. And anybody who has a problem with that really doesn't know the facts. And one of the things I've been trying to push is that so far in 2016, 11 police officers have been shot and killed, which is terrible, but 9 of them have been shot and killed by white men. Mm. 9 of the 11 police officers who've been killed were killed by men who I know were not influenced by Beyonce's Super Bowl performance. And to suggest that that is what police should be mad about, when 9 of the officers were killed by white men who all had really rough criminal histories and who were heavily armed, is preposterous. And so what I try to do, man, in my columns is address the uncomfortable truths that often are misrepresented. And my thing with the Academy Awards was not to attack Chris, but just to say, like, hey, I don't like how he dealt with lynching. Now, yeah. I hate lynching more than I hate how he dealt with it.
Yeah.
But I just felt like he was flippant and misrepresented some things. But that happens all over the place.
Now, do you think, and this is the last question, I'll let you go, but now, do you think it was really, like, he didn't know what line to play? You know, because, like, something like that, to have Black America to look at you like, is he going to do it the right way, and he doesn't know which line to go? You know, I feel like that's a lot of pressure for him. And I know he's a professional, but.
Yeah, I do think it was a lot of pressure. I don't think he caved under the pressure. I think it was more that he had a lot of points he was trying to make. And he was making it from a stage that was never designed to make those points. Mm-hmm. You know, he is speaking before an almost exclusively white audience. It was the lowest viewership in over 7 years.
I saw that.
People, by and large, did not watch. And so it was a tough stage to say the things he was trying to say. And so it was a hard job. And my column was just focused on his monologue, because I thought throughout the bulk of the show, there were a lot of highlights. And my column was just kind of a harsh critique of his monologue, but I thought he had a hard job. I thought overall he did a great job, but the monologue was challenging for sure.
Nobody showed love to Stacey Dash.
No, man, that was so awkward, man. It was, and I think in a way, Chris's brilliance there was the joke was on her.
Yeah, like, yeah.
People there didn't like it. People online didn't like it, and people just didn't get it.
Yeah,
I think Chris knew that was going to happen, and it was almost as if he played a prank on her.
Yeah.
Right there on the stage, you know.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. Well, Sean King, I appreciate you calling up, man. I want to have you on the show more. Like, you know, we got to figure out a way how I can have you on the show, because I know you're going to get busy, and all the big shows are going to hit you up. We got to figure.
Well, man, I don't do a lot of radio, man. So I know, man. You know, anytime, man. If you call me, there's anything you want to talk about. You know, I'm actually a really private dude, man. I don't. don't do a lot of interviews in general, but if there's ever anything that you want to talk about, just hit me up, man. I'd be glad to come back on.